The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Millions of people worldwide die from cancer each year. However, as George Pudich tells us, making some lifestyle changes can give you an edge in preventing the deadly disease.
Scientists say a healthy life requires five essential factors: not smoking, keeping body weight in check, regular physical activity, a healthy diet, and limited alcohol consumption. Analyzing data collected over decades from about 340,000 people around the world, researchers in Britain found that those who met all five requirements were 32% less likely to develop lung, breast, or colon cancer, the most common cancers.
Looking at things like obesity, you may see different results, slightly different results in different studies, but when you add them all together into one set of analyses, it really helps give you a full picture of what's going on.
Dr. Anne McTiernan, a researcher at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, says the increased availability of food with high content of fat, sugar, and salt is contributing to rising rates of diabetes and obesity. Most people know they should avoid fast food, yet because it is so available, many have trouble changing their diet. But Dr. McTiernan says people should not wait for the government or industry to make their food choices.
I would say get educated, figure out if you're gaining weight over time, figure out if you have a high risk of cancer, and then take steps yourself, the things that you can do for yourself and your family.
Scientists in the U.S. are working on a simple blood test that could detect several types of cancer much earlier than before, raising the chance of stopping its development.
For some people, an early indication of cancer can be a teachable moment, a time where they're more aware that they're at risk and that they could be making changes, and perhaps they'll want to make changes.
Dr. McTiernan says her own research shows that getting someone who is overweight or obese to lose weight, or someone who is inactive to become active, can really reduce the risk of cancer. George Pudich, VOA News.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.